And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, and Sitka. Joining me in the studio, a few folks from the Ramshackle Cabaret. The cabaret is coming up this Friday and Saturday at Centennial Hall. I'll let my guests introduce themselves, starting on my left.
My name is Christian Litton, and I am one of the directors for the show this year.
I am Margie Hartbottom, and I am the other director.
I am Sin and Tonic, and I am a cast member in the show.
Okay, well, let's start by defining what the Ramshackle Cabaret is. What kind of an event can people expect?
This is traditionally, in the past, it's been a variety show, and it's still a variety show. People still bring us their acts, and we work it into a working show. This year, however, it's a little bit different. We have a very strong storyline that all of our acts are going to be tied together with. We're also really excited this year because it's a dark theme. It's called the Cabinet of Curiosities. So it's like a dark curio shop is what you should be picturing right now.
And yes, go ahead.
I think it's not all doom and gloom or anything like that. We still have it's still a variety show. We still have a mix of chorus numbers, acrobatic pieces with the Lyra from Sega Silks and comedy acts and stuff like that. It's still a big variety show of many different people from all throughout town doing a lot of different things. But yeah, like Margie was saying, it all comes together for a central theme instead of just delightful chaos that has kind of been in the previous years.
So talk about the place that the cabaret holds in Sitka's art scene. Why is this unique?
I think that there's a lot of neat events that happen throughout Sitka, throughout the year, different events. We just had the event at the Centennial this last weekend, the Wearable Art Show. And there's a lot of neat things to get involved with, and we feel like this is an opportunity to kind of delve into the more alternative side of the art scene in Sitka. We try to offer a venue that people can perform that they normally wouldn't get the chance to do certain things, stand-up comedy or burlesque or some things that tend to be a little bit more risque that there isn't a place for necessarily throughout the year.
So this is a 21 and older show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. It usually involves about an hour and a half of kind of mingling and drinking, and there'll be some kind of games and things to kind of do before the event starts at 9 o'clock. So we definitely encourage people to come a little early and hang out, enjoy the festivities, and it'll be really fun. This year it's at Centennial Hall, so it's going to be in a different venue than it has been in the past.
Let's talk about the funds. The tickets are, what's the price?
General admission tickets are $25. The VIP tickets are $35. And as Ramshackle Cabaret has been doing for the last 4 years, all of the proceeds from the event will go to support women's reproductive health. Previously, it's gone to Planned Parenthood, to the Safe Shelter. This year, all of our funds will be going to Planned Parenthood. Margie, you know more about the details.
So this is going to the Someone You Know Fund, and this is a fund that we can earmark for women in Southeast Alaska, and essentially it will provide travel funds for them to get to a facility. Because we no longer have a facility here in town, this still allows women to get that affordable reproductive health care.
So in the past, how much have you typically raised, and how much are you hoping to raise this year?
We've raised $10,000 every year the past 4 years. And we're hoping that this year we'll, at the very least, make that. It's exciting to be in Centennial Hall because it's a brand new building. It's beautiful, and we have a higher capacity now. So if we can sell a couple more tickets and have that much more money go towards specifically women in Southeast Alaska for affordable health care, so much the better.
Let's talk personally about why each of you is involved in this production.
Well, for me personally, it's that, I mean, this is one of the reasons why I decided to kind of stay in Sitka and live here year round was opportunities like this, just to kind of create out of thin air some kind of crazy show, to supply the town with something kind of fun to do in the middle. Usually the show would take place more in the wintertime. It's definitely happening more in the springtime this year, but it's a time of year when there's a lot less things going on around town. So it's fun to just get involved with the community and do things that, you know, otherwise wouldn't happen, and just for fun. Nobody's making any money off of this. We just do it because we all like to get together and do kind of crazy stuff together.
I got involved. This is a very empowering kind of show for me. I started off kind of DIY burlesque dancer, and I've been learning through videos and inspiration from around the world to kind of build my own repertoire. But not just personally, but it's empowering within the cast. It's all of these members just building each other up, and we work on our acts together, and we make our costumes together, and we build our sets together, and it's just this huge amount of open camaraderie where everybody supports each other, and we just want to make each other the best that we can. And it's just a wonderful, empowering, family-like feeling for me.
Yeah, I definitely agree with everything Margie just said. Of like, by the end of it all, like, you feel like you're just like Wonder Woman from everyone who's been, all the other cast members, all the backstage crews, all the directors and stuff. It's just so encouraging and empowering, and it is a little scary. The reason I kind of started was kind of as a challenge to myself, to try something new and different and put myself out there in more ways than one. And this whole community of cast has been incredibly supportive, and it just, you kind of get hooked on it. You want to keep coming back every year. It's just a really fun time, and it's something different for Sitka. This is adults entertainment, and it's just something fun to do when otherwise you'd be sitting and eating, you know, a lot of pasta in the dark of your house. You could be doing something fun like this, like Christian was saying, building something amazing out of thin air.
So there are a lot of people involved in this production.
There are. We have about 25 cast members, and then we have at least a dozen more behind-the-scenes people. People helping build our sets, people who are going to be moving those sets around on stage, doing the sound and the lights and the general stage managing and directing. So it's a huge number of people who come out every year and get involved. And then as we keep going throughout the season, we often have people popping in and saying, hey, can I help with this one thing? Can I help you with crafts? You know, it's not just people who are on stage. We have so many people around the community jumping in and getting involved.
Not to mention a lot of local businesses that help out in various ways, too. So as far as donating food, maybe, or supplying us with stuff to build things with, or space to store things. It's really amazing the way the community comes together to support something like this.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And it's like Marjorie was saying, and like Christian was saying, there's so many just myriad different businesses and people that come together and help out. You don't have to always be a performer. There's so many tiny wheels that need constant care to keep turning to make this event not only happen, but be a success and be entertaining and make us want to do it again the next year and make everyone else want to come and see it next year. And yeah, anyone who even thinks they're just mildly curious, if they've never been to the cabaret before, they should definitely come this weekend to check it out. And hopefully they'll like it. And if they want to help out, oh my gosh, the more the merrier. We would love another member of the Ramshackle family. And again, I had to support next year because we're on a good roll. This is going to be our fifth year, and I mean, no stopping us yet.
And we usually do an informational meeting in the fall. So we usually have a cast and crew call. So if anyone is interested in the future, I mean, come by. We always have a great time just hanging out and discussing ideas and finding ways that everyone can help out.
So how should an audience member prepare?
Number one, definitely dress up, please. We love when the audience gets dressed up and is as enthusiastic about the theme and the whole event as we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely helps as a performer to have an audience who's like really jazzed to be there. It creates a great atmosphere, and it's more fun to perform when you have like a hootin' and hollerin' audience. And like we do every year, there's always a little audience interaction. So you might as well dress up because you might get pulled on stage. You never know.
Okay, so tickets again. How much and where are they available?
Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books. We have tickets still available for Friday and Saturday performances. General admission is $25.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Anything, any parting thoughts?
No, please come to the show. I think you'll really like it. It's going to be a little bit different experience for people in this town, especially compared to years past, but it should be a lot of fun. And the performers have put a lot of, everybody involved has put a lot of work and hard work into the show. And it should be a really, really neat experience for everybody.
And we're excited to see you there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
We've been speaking with folks from the Ramshackle Cabaret. The cabaret is happening in Sitka this Friday and Saturday, Harrigan Centennial Hall.